Hi, I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, and welcome to The Deadline. And of course, I am here with Brian Sant, the NJGHS tech guru and producer of our little show. How are you?
Oh, ready to get the show over.
Really? We just started.
Yeah, gosh. But I'm hungry.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know, there are two things that keep a man happy. Feed him and him. And I can't do the latter, so I will definitely get you fed when this is done. So, anyway, it's been an interesting week. Lots of stuff has happened at school. I'm glad the weather's finally getting warmer. How has your week been?
Good.
Yeah? So-so?
My commute back and forth to work, it's the same, yeah. You know. But it's nice working from home a couple days a week.
Yeah, that's good that they still have that policy in effect. I think I was hearing rumors at school that they're, because the economy and everything, they're actually talking that they may make the program go to 4 days a week, where we'd have to go longer Monday
right.
through Thursday, but
right.
we could have Fridays off. And I was like, oh, I'm down with that, man. You know, and the one guy said to me, he goes, well, really, you'd go for it? I'm like, yeah. I said, you're already up and showered and dressed at school anyway. So what difference does it make if you get out at 3 or you get out at 5? But then on Friday, you don't have to get up and get showered and dressed. You can run around, you can clean your house, you can do all your errands, and then you'd actually have all of Saturday. And you could do your homework on Friday.
Right, right.
All your errands, and then you'd actually have a weekend, you know? I'm like, to me, it's worth it, you know?
They'll probably implement it as soon as you're done.
Exactly. Exactly. I'll go out on externship. I'll be in some doctor's office in East Jabib, and they'll be doing four-day weeks, and I'll be doing 40-hour weeks at
yep.
no pay for... Yeah, lovely. So not looking forward to externship, because that's where you really... It's, you know, baptism by fire, so to speak, you know? And we have to go and buy those scrubs. And you're only allowed to have them in white. White. White is the most unflattering color a female can don. Let me tell you.
Really?
Oh, yes. I'll just look like the great white wave. You know, like wave and whale. And it's like, oh, I'm so dreading it. And that means I have to then go to Victoria's Secret and buy all new underwear. Because everything shows through white. So you have to have neutral and beige-colored bras. You have to have neutral and beige-colored pants because, you know, my neon pink things with little, like, VS inscriptions will show right through the white scrubs. So, like, this sucks.
Sure, some people wouldn't mind that, but...
Ew. So I'm thinking, I'm like, let me understand this. You're telling me to go buy 5 sets of scrubs so I can get through a work week. Then I'm going to have to buy all new bras, all new panties. I have to buy white sneakers that I only... Oh, and get this. You can't take your sneakers... Like, you can't just get dressed in the morning and get in your car and drive to work. You have to keep
right.
them in a bag. In your car, and you wear your shoes that, or shoes or sneakers that you drive in, when you get to the office, inside the office, you take off your commuting sneakers, and you put on your office sneakers. And then before you leave the office, you take them off, because they're like, well, first of all, germ transference. We don't want you transferring germs from outside into the office. We don't want the germs that are in the office going home to your home and getting people sick, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, I've already been there all day. You know, obviously, I'll get sick, you know. But, it's like... Yeah, pretty much. You know, so I'm just hearing all this about, wow, you know, this is going to be rough. And, you know, I think back to my Aloha days when they had me on the front desk. And now, granted, that was a holistic clinic. And typically by the time someone shows up for holistic health care, they have run and exhausted all Western medicine avenues. And they're very, very sick by the time they get to us, very disgusted, depressed, and desperate. Which translates into being very short-fused, nasty, and, like, you know, serving your head on a platter within 2 seconds that they walk through the door. It was not a fun job to be in, okay? And to add to that, it was in Short Hills.
Nice.
So now you had these very wealthy people who are used to having everything on in a New York minute catered to them, and they're sick and nasty and desperate, so it was just... I don't know how many days I would get into fights with the office manager. She's like, you can't say that. I'm like, then get me off that front desk. I'm going to choke somebody. I'm like, I hate it out there. You put me in back, and you say, here, just be PR. Just, you know, hold down the computer, you know, make new brochures, run the website. I was good to go, but that front desk. And not all days were horrible, but the better part of them were. And, I mean, I had a few patients that came in who were really nice, and some of them I'm friends with to this day. You know, like the one friend I told you about, Christopher, who's out in California. That's how I met him umpteen years ago, and we've been friends ever since. But for the most part, the people were horrible. So I'm having flashbacks every time we're doing, like, medical office procedures, and they start saying, you know, how you can't put a person on hold. You can't do this. You have to help that. And I'm like, oh, you know, I don't think I'm going to be able to do this. But I think I can handle that more so than taking blood pressures and having to touch somebody. That just grosses me out. But. Anywho, so I said, sad tale of home, not looking forward to wearing white scrubs and then have to go buy a stethoscope. And you can just see it, right? Right?
That's one office I'm not going to.
Yeah. Now, I have to be on good behavior because I'm getting graded. So, you know, I don't know. It's going to be rough. It's going to be like, I'm probably going to have like my ulcer. I have a scar tissue that's like the size of Lake Michigan from when I had a bad ulcer when I was younger. And it's probably going to re-erupt. And because I'm going to be like biting my tongue. It's going to be bleeding because I want to choke somebody. But, you know.
Be a couple more bottles of wine here at the house.
Yeah. Anyway, I do have to tell people to keep an eye on the homepage of njghs.net. We have our Central Jersey division team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish. They are going to be MIA for a while. But before that happens, they have put together some cemetery hunts. They've also trained newly appointed assistant team leader, Brian McCauley, who will be taking over.
Mick.
Yeah. Mick is going to be taking over the meetings, leading the meetings in Central Jersey in the Hazlitt Library, starting with the June meeting. The May 6th meeting will be the last meeting that Greg and Sherry will be at for quite some time because Gregory is having surgery on his back on May 12th. And so Mick is going to take over running the meetings and running the cemetery hunts for the Central Jersey Division that have been put in place. Greg is expected back in action around October or November of this year, so please send your kind healing thoughts and prayers his way. We appreciate it because we really hope that, you know, everything goes well and that he's back in our game sooner than later, definitely. Cemetery hunts are going to run this year from May 16th through September 19th. That's basically once a week, every Saturday night. And cemetery hunts usually start at 9 o'clock. That's when everybody convenes. The team leader will make sure everybody has their membership cards. You cannot pay for membership at the cemetery hunt. You have to already be a member, have your card in hand. Your membership will be validated via your card. And then the team leader will review the protocols, and any newbies, people who are brand new members, will have to tag along with the team leader for that cemetery hunt to get their training. Okay, if you look on our website, njghs.net, you will see TBD for certain dates. That stands for to be determined. If you have a cemetery that you would like us to, like to investigate, please email me, laurah@njghs.net, and let me know, and I will see if we can arrange that, because we have to get permission. You'll also see some of the cemeteries that are already booked, and the team leaders, Dina Trico, is doing quite a few. Union Cemetery in Hackettstown, as well as the one in Independence. She's doing this Thatcher Methodist Cemetery in Franklin Township. So, and Union Brick Cemetery in Blairstown, so that's pretty cool. And Mick, Brian McCauley, he's heading up the Rose Hill Cemetery on June 6th. And July 18th, he's taking people to Bayview Cemetery in Leonardo. And he's also going to do the Mount Olivet in Middletown. That's tentative right now for August 22nd. So, I hope you can send us some suggestions and we can fill in some more blanks on the schedule. As always, stay tuned to the NJGHS website on the night of an investigation in case there's inclement weather and we have to cancel the hunt. It will be posted on the website, and if you're a member of our Yahoo groups, you will get an email saying that the cemetery hunt's been canceled. If we don't, if we do cancel for inclement weather and we don't have something slated for the following week, we'll just kind of reschedule it to that following week that's open. So either way, we'll try and get quite a few cemetery hunts in because newbies, please know, you have to go with the team leader and you have to complete at least 2 cemetery hunts to ever be considered for a private investigative team. So keep that in mind. Okay, want to talk about the meetings? We already started on this. May 6th is the Central Jersey Division meeting. That runs from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in the Hazlitt Library, located at 251 Middle Road. Team leaders Gregory and Sherry Irish will be there. This is their last meeting till later this year. So Brian McCauley will take over. The North Jersey Division will be April 21st from 6:30 to 8 p.m. in the Blue Room of the Community Center, located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. Meeting topic, weird creatures and monsters. You know, like Bigfoot, Mothman. What are some other weird creatures? The Chupacabra. What are other ones, Brian? Think.
Loch Ness Monster.
Loch Ness, Champ.
Yeti.
Yeti, which falls under Bigfoot. Because Bigfoot, Yeti, Sasquatch, Skunk Ape, that's all one and the same. Kind of different. Well, the Yetis are white, the Skunk Apes and the Bigfoots are brownish.
I'm sure there's others.
Yeah, but Dina's got that covered. Dina, team leader, will be covering that fascinating topic. All meetings are free and open to the public to attend, and if you have some bizarre photos or audio recordings, we always have a share and scare segment, so feel free to bring your evidence to that, to the meeting, and have it reviewed during share and scare. Free service, and if you want to pay for membership, you can do so at the meeting. It's $20 lifetime cash, or you can PayPal through our website, or you can send in a PowerShare, even better, and get it for free. Right?
Right.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits!
Oh yeah, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostandhuman.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostandhuman.com. The Ghost Planet Demon Hunter. The show is beyond the normal broadcast.
Now's your chance to take what should be your last ride and get out alive. Morbid Mobile Tours lets you climb in through the suicide door or end loader and head out to the infamous Shades of Death Road in Warren County. While you're seated in the very space where dead bodies took the ride to their final resting place, you'll hear the grim tales of ghosts, murder, and disease. Jezebel is a beautiful 1983 Cadillac hearse who served her time in funeral processions and now is dying to take you with her on this haunted trail. Tours are $25 per victim and depart from the Hackettstown train station. To book your tour, visit Morbid Mobile Tours page by clicking the license plate on the homepage of the NJGHS.net website. Morbid Mobile Tours, we're waiting to take you away.
I'm Rosemary Ellen Guy Lee, author of many paranormal books, including the Encyclopedia of Ghosts and Spirits and the Encyclopedia of Witches, Witchcraft, and Wicca. And you're listening to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society.
It's time for ParaShare. Do you have a paranormal experience or ghost encounter to tell? Then send it in an email to thedeadline@njghs.net. For each ParaShare you submit and we read on the show, you'll receive one credit. You may use your credits to receive membership in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, only one credit necessary. Or you may cash in 10 credits for a natal chart. It's a $75 value. I'll keep track of the ParaShares, let you know when you hit 10, and then you can send me your birth date, birth time, birth place, and I will send you a full-color natal chart with printout and my handwritten notes, too. We have a ParaShare this week. I know, don't faint, but we actually have one. This says...
Oh. Should I play this X-Files?
Yes! Yes! Do the music, dude! Do the music. Let's get the full effect here to really inspire these people. Around 2000, I was at Eastern State Penitentiary. One of our favorite digs, right, Brian?
Yes.
The group I was in consisted of 6 investigators, and there were some other people outside of the building. When we were ready to wrap up for the night, we were walking down the hallway of cell block 12, and I yelled out, "Is there anybody here that would like to say something?" Down the hallway, towards the center of the building, we all heard a yell for help. Not only was it heard by us, but it was caught on micro cassette recorder. How cool is that? This comes to us from, again, Jonathan Williams, and his website is soultrackers.com, and they're located out of Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Jonathan actually attended the January meeting. He came out from Gettysburg for the North Jersey meeting, so he's been a visitor to the NJGHS grounds here. And, so he sent in 2 parashares, so there you go, people. He's on his way to getting a natal chart, unless he cashes in for a membership. It's up to him. But I thought that was pretty cool. Now, Brian, you were telling me at one of our breaks about a recent case you were on.
Yes.
Well, parashare it, dude. Enlighten the world here.
Oh, why? Why should I parashare it? Do I get anything for it? No.
You get the satisfaction of knowing you've inspired so many people to write in their stories.
Yeah, whatever. Now, the group I'm also joining up with up in Scranton, which is the Paranormal Researchers of Scranton, or PROS.
Defector. Oh, you're not defecting, are you?
No.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm here, hello.
Okay. Just checking.
Okay, but they're getting quite a few cases. So.
And what's the name of the place?
The Paranormal Researchers of Scranton.
T-P-R-S? The Paranormal?
Paranormal.
Oh, just Paranormal.
Researchers of Scranton. P-R-O-S.
Well, PROS. They usually leave it. PROS.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
They're actually going to go with that.
Yes.
Very nice. Very nice.
We did a house. As people were claiming they were hearing things. Their son won't go to sleep in his room. That he hear things. Some one of the toys turns on.
The toys turn on?
One toy.
One toy turned. Now, that was a battery operator.
Yes.
Okay.
We investigated. We captured nothing. The only thing that I did find out is there were very high EMF readings all throughout the house, mostly resulting in the old Knob and Romex tube wiring.
Really?
Yes. And unshielded coaxial cable.
Oh, my God.
I mean, when I'm hitting 10 plus on my EMF reader, just walking around the house, yeah.
Wow. See, that's too bad Dave Roundtree wasn't there with that other gizmo he has that measures, you know,
right,
the gamma rays and all that stuff. But
yep, so, he let them know a week or two later after we went through the evidence and said, basically told them, this is what we think, that,
that it's the EMF.
EMF fields are
them.
Screwing with them, possibly causing hallucinations and stuff like that. And if they're still having problems, maybe a later date we'll come out and do another investigation.
Good, good. Because, they can always test it themselves by when they're away from the house for so many hours and kind of calming down from that energy exposure. Do they just,
Yeah, I mean, wow. I was just like, I can't believe
Now, the EMF, could that have mixed up with the energy in the battery of the toy and maybe activated it?
Or? Don't know. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I mean, I had my...
Dave, that's a question for you.
I had my recorder on the toy for 2 hours. Not a single thing.
Wow. Well, but that's true. I mean, we had that house here in Hackettstown that we investigated with Dave Roundtree, and they had the whole EMF and all those other spikes and things going on. And it's no wonder... They were the kid,
right.
And especially the little girl who was subjected to it all day because she wasn't in school yet, so all day and all night, and she was having the brunt of, acting out and having all kinds of issues, but she may have just very well been hallucinating from all of that. It's interesting stuff. But see, this is what's good about the paranormal research, because how many people grew up thinking, I grew up in a haunted house, and they probably just grew up in a faulty wired place that had high EMF,
True.
And we didn't know. We probably just wrote everybody, that was haunted. And now at least we're learning. The research is really giving us some insight as to, there's some things now that you can measure and you can say, no, it's not a ghost, it's this, which is great. That's really good. Well, kudos for you, Brian. Thank you for parasharing. Now we're going to take a break and let you listen to the Paranormal News Update with Chris Balzano of ghostvillage.com.
The vault is open. You're listening to the Haunted Headlines, your source for the stories making waves in the paranormal news. Sponsored by GhostVillage.com at www.ghostvillage.com/news.
Good evening, I'm Chris Balzano, and you're listening to the Haunted Headlines, Ghost Village's weekly journey on the paranormal newswire to bring you the biggest stories affecting the ghost community. And the results are in. A picture of an unknown figure lounging from a balcony high in Taunton Castle in North Berwick, Scotland, has won a contest started by psychologist Robert Richard Wiseman that we reported only a few weeks ago. Richard Atchison, the man who took the picture in May of 2008, said he noticed nothing until he looked at it when he got home. It seems most of the photos were a disappointment in the contest to researchers, but there were a few diamonds in the sand that might help to offer proof of the existence of ghosts. This and others will be shown and discussed at the Edinburgh International Science Festival later this year. A less compelling image was captured at 22 Norwood Street in Toowoomba, Australia, by the popular search feature Google Street View. Google Street offers snapshots of places when the addresses are typed in, but according to the Toowoomba Chronicle, this one captured a ghostly figure leaning against a pillar on the front steps. The image is hardly conclusive, but the owners say there's actually ghosts reported inside the house on that side. You can judge both pictures for yourself at www.ghostvillage.com/news. A new road looks to cut straight through a local legend. The Nebraska City News Press is reporting plans are underway to construct a roadway to connect the Omaha Public Power District to the rest of the area. But the path weaves through an area known as the Haunted Hills of the Seven Sisters. The legend tells of a man who hung his seven sisters on each of the seven hills there. And now people report stalled cars, unexplained screaming, and odd lights along the dirt road, where now only four of the hills can be seen. There are other issues with the location. Construction will not start until the logistics and the potential community response can be dealt with. And lastly, leave it to Massachusetts. It may be the first modern reference to ghosts in a town record, but Middleborough, Massachusetts, will reference an investigation by the Enfield Paranormal Society in their report due later this year. The team went in, as reported by Ghost Village, more than a year ago, but the amazing thing is that the town will actually acknowledge their findings in the report. According to the Enterprise News, the report will state, quote, "Spirits exist within the walls." There is some anger and debate over keeping the lines in the report, and authorities want to be sure people understand it is only a rough draft at this time. Well, that's the news for this week. Stay tuned next week when we'll bring you more of the ghostly happenings all across the world. Until then, you can check out these stories and more at Ghost Village's website, www.ghostvillage.com/news. Thank you for listening. I'm Chris Balzano, and that's what's haunting me.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator. Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey 07054. Happy haunting.
Hi, this is John Zaffis, author of Shadows of the Dark. Welcome to another evening of Deadline, hosted by New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. I hope you enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Paranormal Pictionary. Each week, a picture of paranormal relevance will appear on the Deadline page of the NJGHS.net website. Actually, only a portion of the picture will appear beginning the day the show uploads, usually on Friday. Each day following the initial upload of the show, another portion of the picture will appear. By Tuesday, if no one has identified the picture, the entire picture will be posted. Obviously, if someone figures it out before the entire picture is revealed, the announcement will be made on the Deadline page and the entire picture will appear. The first person to email thedeadline@njghs.net with the correct identification of the picture will win an NJGHS t-shirt and membership in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. If you're already a member, you can pass along your winning membership to a family member or friend, and you can keep the t-shirt for yourself. You can pass that along too, I don't care. As always, NJGHS team leaders are not allowed to participate in this contest. Also, winners must not have won in the past 30 days via the NJGHS site or the Deadline. Now, last week's picture was the Cashtown Inn of Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. So, check out njghs.net/thedeadline.html to see this week's Paranormal Pictionary picture. Good luck! That's a pretty fun thing. I'm having fun with this Paranormal Pictionary. How about you? It's just made your day. Well, don't forget it's still early in the month. It's only April 3rd, people, so please vote for the show, The Deadline, on Podcast Alley. The link is on our homepage, njghs.net, and on the Deadline page of njghs.net. And make sure you sign up for the NJGHS Yahoo group. The link is also on the homepage of our site. That way you get the latest announcements about cemetery hunts, meetings, and other news blasted right into your email box. If we have to cancel a cemetery hunt because of bad weather the day of, at least you find out really directly if you're with the Yahoo group. Otherwise, you'll have to keep checking the website. And don't forget to be a friend on America's Haunted Road Trip, the MySpace of the paranormal. Go to www.americashauntedroadtrip.com and register today. You'll network with paranormal authors from the series of the books, as well as other authors like Charles Adams and Jane Doherty, as well as other investigators and paranormal fans. So check it out. There is a link on the homepage of njghs.net. So if you didn't catch that website for americashauntedroadtrip.com, go to our site and click the link and you'll be there and you can sign up and get your own MySpace type page going on that network, which is really cool. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. We reminded you to vote. Cemetery hunts are posted. If you have any suggestions, let us know.
Send in your parishioners.
Yeah, please, please send in your parishioners. I just can't stress that enough. It's really so much work for me.
I'll bet.
Oh, well, before I go on another pissing match with that, let's just move on over to saying thanks so much to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king, baby.
Our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish, Dina Tirico, and Brian McCauley. And of course, thanks to all of you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly because at some point in life, you have to meet the deadline.